Good morning, and I'm Captain Rachel Beck. I'm USMA class of 2005, and I'm a military intelligence officer. Currently, I'm a student here at the Harvard Kennedy School, and I'm most recently coming from Company Command out of Fort Lewis, Washington. So I'm really honored to have the opportunity to speak today, and I'm going to talk on some leadership lessons that we use to address growing concerns about sexual assault, sexual harassment at JBLM. But these are some leadership lessons you can apply to any of these complex issues that you're going to be talking about in the workshops today. What I found is that effective leadership is really centered on three basic principles. To truly be effective as a leader, you need to be engaged, listen, and innovate. And all of these things can be linked back into our Army doctrine and leadership and mission command, but I'm going to give my own interpretation, and I'm going to talk a little bit about how we applied these directly when dealing with sexual assault and sexual harassment. So to me, engaged leadership means that you know your soldiers, that you build trust in your organizations, and that you empower your subordinates. And to me, this is the most crucial part of being a leader, and it sets the foundation for everything else you do. But to do these things, you have to turn off your email, you have to get up from your desk, cut your meetings a little bit shorter, and spend time with your soldiers. And so I held very small group sensing sessions with my soldiers, broken up in small groups by rank. And I asked them, you know, I didn't just talk to them about our policies on sexual assault and sexual harassment, but I asked them what we could do to address the culture and make it more comfortable for them to report incidents. Because that was a big problem, is reporting. And so some of the key ideas that emerged from them is they wanted more transparency. They wanted to see the results of investigations because things are often kept very quiet. And they also wanted to have peer representatives in the companies in case they weren't comfortable going to senior leaders to talk to them or to report about incidents like this. So I told them that we had these sessions before our brigade sharp stand-down day. So I told them that they should really bring these up to our brigade commander when he asked them for ideas. And they did this. So our brigade commander and our division command sergeant major spent an entire day with the brigade talking to us about sharp issues. And this in and of itself went a really long way with the soldiers, because that's a huge time commitment from them to and really showed their commitment to the program. And my soldiers were really very engaged in that after having our small group sessions. And so the outcome is that Joint Base Lewis-McChord actually did start a pilot program for peer reps, for SHARP representatives. Normally, they have to be senior NCOs. So they did this program, and then our brigade also published flyers regularly showing outcomes of all of the investigations that were happening for sexual assault cases. And so what I learned from this is nothing could be more powerful in getting your soldiers to talk about these issues and to really care about this than to show that their ideas are being heard and that they are also making a difference. And so this leads directly into listening. You have to listen to your soldiers, listen to your peers and your mentors, and implement their good ideas. But more important than that is, more important than hearing what they're saying, you have to pay attention to other indicators of culture in your unit. You know, are your soldiers telling off-color jokes and nobody's standing around and correcting them? You can't tolerate those things. And when it happens, you have to stop them then and there and correct them in the middle of the hallway, wherever it is, and have a discussion about why that's a problem in the unit. And this takes courage to do, but it's your responsibility as a leader to do these things, because your soldiers are going to model you and they're going to remember everything that you do. So they will remember that stuff. And then finally, you have to be an innovative leader. With our current fiscal restraints, you're going to be challenged to train and accomplish your mission with less and less. But with imagination and creativity, it's 100% achievable. And don't be afraid to try new things and believe that the senior leaders actually do support new ideas and new ways of doing things. You and I both know nothing could be more boring than sitting through PowerPoint presentations going over sexual assault, sexual harassment policies. And so our units at JBLM got rid of that method. And so we did things like sensing sessions, like I talked earlier, and those really do pull out a lot of issues from your soldiers that you won't hear any other ways. And then we had panels of experts that would come in, including the CID investigators who were working on the sexual assault cases. We had researchers from University of Washington, and hospital coordinators, and then our soldiers had the opportunity to ask them questions. And then we also did a walkabout on the installation. So we took our leaders to the hospital, to the Sexual Assault Response Center, and all of the other agencies on the installation that help with either the reporting or investigating process. And so this brought confidence to our leaders in their ability to help walk their soldiers or their peers through these difficult situations. So these concepts should seem rather simple, and they may seem very obvious to many of you, but it's really hard to do when you get into the daily grind. So you have to commit yourself to being an engaged leader, totally connected to your mission, your soldiers, and your unit. You have to listen and be aware of the culture that's in your unit and adjust your course as necessary. And don't be afraid to innovate and try new ideas that will challenge the status quo. So three simple principles: be engaged, listen, and innovate. Thank you for your time and attention today, and I'm going to be followed by Captain Wilden.